News in brief at Press TV. Mourners in Lebanon are holding a funeral for a resistance commander who was assassinated in an airstrike blamed on Israel. Samir Buntar was killed on Saturday in an airstrike on his residence in Damascus. Hezbollah has pledged that Buntar's death will not go unpunished. At least five U.S. soldiers have been killed in a bomb attack near Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan. The blast hit a U.S.-Afghan patrol. Six other soldiers have also been injured. Taliban militants have claimed responsibility for the attack, saying it killed 19 troops. Spain's left-wing party Podemos says the bloc is trying to persuade other parties not to form a coalition with the ruling People's Party. The anti-austerity Podemos came third in Sunday's general elections. Prime Minister Manuel Rajoy says that he's determined to form a coalition government to avoid early elections. Belgium authorities have arrested five people in connection with last month's terrorist attacks in France. The suspects were detained in 2 days of raids in different parts of Brussels. Authorities say no weapons or explosives have been found in the raids. The Russian president says Moscow is ready to work with Syria, the U.S., and Saudi Arabia to find a solution to the Syrian conflict. Vladimir Putin noted that Russia's position is based on dialogue with all involved parties. He made the comments in a documentary aired on Russian TV. Iran's foreign ministry is warning against double standards in the fight against terrorism. Tehran says the Syrian government has the right not to negotiate with terrorist groups. It also insisted that any measure in the war against terrorism must be based on respecting the sovereignty of other countries. Hundreds of people have demonstrated in New York City to protest the GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump's remarks about Muslims. Protesters gathered outside Trump Towers, where a group of Muslims also held prayers. They accused Trump of fascism and racism. The candidate says Muslims must be barred from entering the U.S.